Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So yesterday I grossed a lot of you guys out when we talked about that Arby's manager who did pee-pees in the milkshake mix. Let's talk about how to get the best food out of your fast food trip for those of you guys that do still eat fast food. So when I was younger, my mom would ask for fresh French fries. And I was so embarrassed by her doing that. I'm like, just get whatever fries are there and let's go. Now we have to wait for them to do an order from scratch. And having worked at fast food, takes a long time to do a whole new batch. But if you're worried that the food you're eating is not fresh, if you ask for unsalted fries, you'll get a fresh batch. There's little tricks, apparently, for those of you that want fresh and not something sitting there for hours. So when I would take the fries out of the fryer, I would put them on there, and then you had to lightly salt. And you would shake it. So if somebody goes, I need unsalted because of my doctor, they actually have to start a new one from scratch. Now, mind you, they might get ticked and, you know, do something to the food if they're unethical. But that is a way to get fresher fries. Either ask for fresh or ask for unsalted. Another, let's say, hack is when you want McNuggets. If you order a 6-piece, or I don't know if there's a 10-piece McNugget, they're going to grab whatever they have. But if you order a 20-piece, they have to most likely make it fresh because they might not have enough to make the 20. So a trick, and that's also been circulating, somebody else also put that on TikTok, a trick is to order 20 and then you end up, then, you know, most of the time they don't have 20. So they have to start a whole new batch. And that's how you can get fresh chicken McNuggets. Quick to eat this, not that. They say ask for half of each filling at Chipotle. They said when you are asked which type of rice and beans, say half and half. A majority of the time, they'll give you nearly double what they would have if you only said one type. This applies the same to the protein. When you ask for half and half, they only charge you for the price of the more expensive meat. Chicken and sofritas are the same price. So, you know, rather than two scoops, they might do one and one, but to make it look bigger, they might add a little bit more. They say skip the protein and get free guacamole at Chipotle. They say there's nothing better than a side of guac when you don't have to pay extra for it. So if you pass on the meat or the sofritas protein option, you could get guacamole for free. I didn't know that. So if you want to skip out on the protein, but you really want free guac, that's a way to do it. They say another trick is order a footlong at Subway. So remember the $5 footlongs? It was a catchy jingle, but they said not every footlong sandwich is $5. Ordering a sub, though, a footlong is still cheaper than ordering 2 6-inches. A 12-inch sandwich is a lot, so cut it in half and take it home. That's what I used to do. You know, if I wanted to save money, then get the bigger one, cut it in even thirds, and then you have meals later. Another trick they say is order a triple espresso on ice for a cheaper iced latte. They say there's no better way to start your day than an iced latte. I don't know, I don't drink coffee. But they said the drink could be pricey. So to save $2, ask for a triple espresso on ice in a large cup. After you get your drink, head over to the condiment area, add milk. You know what's interesting? My husband will do that. Well, he'll order coffee. But he'll say, can I have a thing of ice? And then he'll take the coffee, he'll put on the ice, add milk. Now he's got a different coffee drink. You guys know coffee drinks more than I do. But if coffee is cheap, black coffee, but they charge more for sticking it in ice and adding cream, then why not just get the black coffee with cream on the side and then make your own? I mean, if it saves a few bucks, I like that. They say it's saves you money. They say this hack might not work during the pandemic because Starbucks was doing takeout at the time this article was written. This was written in 2020. But they say ice and cold cups are not options when you order an espresso shot. So, you know, there's some tricks to it, but anyway, it might save you money. They say use a brand's mobile app. Apparently, there's a lot of discounts when you do the apps. A lot of these fast foods use, I still don't do it. I have never ordered fast food from an app. Usually, I'm driving. I'm like, huh, I feel like a burger. I'll go in. I'll go through the drive-thru. But apparently, there's a rewards program. So you earn points that could redeem free food. I love free. So a lot of fast food restaurants, I believe Chipotle, Wendy's, Burger King, McDonald's, Subway, Krispy Kreme, Baskin Robbins, have exclusive deals in their apps. So get that checked out. Kids meal. Chipotle offers kids meal for children, but you don't necessarily have to be a child. You could build a meal with rice, beans, steak, tortillas for only $5. See, I used to order Happy Meals as a kid. As a grown-up. One is it cut your calories. So you were eating less calories because you were eating the smaller burger. It was filling you up because it had the fries and the drink. Now it has the apple pieces. But you could actually save money and save calories by ordering a smaller meal. So, and if they go, oh, this is only for kids, you can say, I'm taking it home to a kid. They say, order pour-over coffee at Starbucks. They said, pour-over coffee rather than a cup of drip. So I guess that's something that I said that my husband does. I'll get the coffee and I'll pour it over ice, whatever. And then they say, ask for a, quote, old-style sandwich at Subway. I've never done this. But they say, there's nothing worse than biting into your pile-high sub and having the toppings spill out. If you're looking to keep all your toppings, order an old style. They cut the sub in a V slice from the top to create a boat-like crevice for your toppings so they stay put. So that's interesting. Here's another thing they say to do. They say order a round egg at McDonald's. They said if you order a round egg instead of a folded one, this makes your egg more fresh. They say also order small coffee in a larger cup. I forget why. Oh, gives you room for cream and you don't spill it over. All right. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Way is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Way is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So a Los Angeles judge has ruled that a California's law, it's a landmark law, requiring women to be on corporate boards is unconstitutional. Superior Court Judge Maureen Duffy Lewis said the law that would have required boards to have up to 3 female directors by this year violated the right to equal treatment. Now, this ruling was dated on Friday. The conservative legal group Judicial Watch had challenged the law, claiming it was illegal to use taxpayer funds to enforce a law that violates the Equal Protection Clause of the California Constitution by mandating a gender-based quota. David Levine, a law professor, according to AP News at the University of California Hastings College of Law, said he was not surprised by the verdict. Under state and federal law, mandating a quota like this was never going to fly. I agree, and I'll tell you why in a second. State Senate Leader Tony Atkins, a Democrat from San Diego, said the ruling was disappointing and a reminder that sometimes our legalities don't match our realities. More women on corporate boards means better decisions and businesses that outperform the competition. We believe this law remains important despite the disheartening ruling. The decision, I guess, comes just over a month after another Los Angeles judge found that a California law mandating that corporations diversify their boards with members from certain racial, ethnic, or LGBTQ groups was unconstitutional. So where people are going to start kind of tripping all over themselves is we're trying to get rid of discrimination. So we are not supposed to be judging an applicant based on their sex, based on their gender, based on their color, based on their race, based on their creed. So as we're making progress, going, none of this can be race-based. When you go back and say, sorry, you have to choose, you know, LGBTQ, black, Hispanic, white, Jewish, women, Asian, whatever. Well, now you just reversed years of progress of getting rid of the language and saying, look, no race, no gender specifics. So it's kind of hard to then get, you're almost forcing getting back into a rut where you have that language. You know, another thing that also is America is shifting, where many cities and countries and schools, whites are the minority. And so when they start to have verbiage that you need minority groups, and that's going to be said in laws, if in a municipality or a city or a college or whatever, whites make up the minority, now you are basically reversing what was done, and now, okay, well, you know, we're only going to then take whites. That's why you got to be really, really careful of the verbiage. You can't do that because eventually things shift, and then it could be used against you. The other issue is an inconsistency about who a woman and a man are. So they're saying in this law, you have to have 3 women on the board. Well, transgender women, cis women, oh, we're talking cis women. Well, then where's room for a transgender woman? I mean, you said there has to be women. Oh, okay, anybody who's a woman. Okay, well, then if those women end up being transgender women, are cis women going to feel marginalized and discriminated against? The more you specify, the more you could discriminate. And here we are where the Supreme Court Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, during her vetting and her Senate confirmation hearings, would not answer what a woman is, which means we are going, from a legal standpoint, to not labeling and not using that term. So if she didn't want to be on record using that term or identifying as one, then that to me means we're probably moving towards and we're not going to be using the term women. So then how could you use the term women in this law saying, well, you got to have women on the board? Women aren't being defined. According to Judge Brown, it would require a biologist to define it. So you're going to start getting yourselves in trouble now saying, well, we have to have 3 women. Well, what kind of women? People who identify as women? People who are biological women? And then as a woman, I just find it insulting. Meaning if I apply for a board and they go, okay, wait a second, guys, it's a woman. Do we have enough women? We have enough women. Say no, 3. The law says 3. I'm sorry, Dr. Dahlia. We're not accepting new applicants. We already have our 3 women. Whoever wants to be on the board, look at their application, evaluate if they have something to bring to the table, because it's usually what happens with boards. They'll have an attorney, They'll have a physician. They'll have somebody in marketing. They'll have somebody with deep pockets. I mean, these boards, there's a whole variety of reasons why they take people. But if I'm a woman, I want to know that you picked me because you're like, oh, okay, we need Dr. Dahlia. We need her. Not because I have boobies. I want to be known more than my boobies. Even though, sadly, that just seems to be the one thing that most people know me for. I want people to know me. Wait a second. You know, Dahlia has had a lot of education. She's published. She has, you know, experience. We need her. We need someone like, no. It's okay. Well, you know, there's a law. We need women. So, you know, she satisfies the woman. She satisfies. I don't want to satisfy anything. I'm not very satisfied. Ask my husband. So, it puts us women in a bad spot. Now, I get it. They don't want old school where you have some of these companies where it's all white men. And we have become more diversified, and it is to the credit of being a more open society and, you know, the subconscious lashing you get if you're not diverse. But I also see such a fear of we got to be diverse. You know, we're going to be in trouble. We're going to be that, you know, we're almost losing focus. And as I said, it insults people who are diverse, who get accepted because people think, okay, well, that's the token woman. That's the token. No, we're not the token choices to satisfy a quota. We earned our spot. For years, I was worried that people were going to think that I got into medical school because I slept with somebody. And I didn't. Or because I was a woman. No, I got it because I had damn good grades. And I was working part-time jobs while getting those grades and volunteering and doing research. I busted my butt and I deserved a spot in medical school. I don't know how many people really, really believe that because they just saw me as a woman. You know, the whole purpose of equality is to not look at us based on our race or, we are one of everybody else. Even though we do have distinct differences and we could bring a lot to the table. I mean, you know, when they use, swimsuit models for the swimsuit issue, which we're going to be talking about with Sports Illustrated, all right, you know, a man in a bikini might not sell the covers like a woman in a bikini. Now, I'm not saying that's what a woman's role should be by any means, but there are certain things that people are used for as an advantage. I mean, you know, underwear models. Yeah, I cannot model a man's boxer briefs. I love boxer briefs, but they will not use me to do that. They're going to use a man and maybe some extra stuffing for some of these. You know, if there's somebody who is very artistic and knows how to put together some music or knows how to put together some artistry for a marketing campaign or a commercial, that person's going to be hired if they're artistic. Doesn't matter if they're male, female, black, white, Asian, Hispanic. They have the skill set used to be important and nobody's looking at skill sets anymore. I would hate to think that you have some amazing people of any race, color, or gender being passed over because quotas were done. And nobody ever looked at, okay, this is the skill set we need. You know, and it's a shame. So, I urge everybody, I understand, you know, there's a lot of people wanting to be on the woke side of things. Like, yeah, this is what we're going to do. We're going to force all boards to take three women on. Well, you know, now what happens to transgender women if those three cis women get accepted and now a transgender woman wants to be on and people say, sorry, we're full. You know, the more you specify, the more you bring up race and gender, the more you could discriminate. 1-877-DUCK-DAHLIA.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden traveled to Buffalo, New York on Tuesday with First Lady Jill Biden at his side. He spoke with first responders and family members of the victims of Saturday's shooting at a supermarket.
The day's going to come. It will come. When your loved one brings a smile as you remember him or her, as you can bring a smile to your lip before it brings a tear to your eye. It takes a while for that to happen.
Authorities are calling Saturday's shooting a racist attack. Tuesday marks one of the most consequential primary days of the year with nominating contests in 5 states. They are Idaho, Kentucky, North Carolina, Oregon, and Pennsylvania. And Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm is testifying before the U.S. Senate's Armed Services Committee on Tuesday. You're listening to USA Radio News. Nestle SA is flying baby formula supplies to the U.S. from the Netherlands and Switzerland to alleviate the shortage in U.S. supermarkets. The company made the announcement Tuesday. Meanwhile, Michigan-based Abbott Nutrition said it's reached a deal with the FDA that allows the factory to begin producing baby formula again. However, the deal must still be approved by a judge. Once approved, it will take 2 weeks to start the factory back up and 6 to 8 weeks to get previous amounts of baby formula back on the shelves. Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana.
At least part of the problem originated months and months ago with the Food and Drug Administration.
U.S. retail sales, which makes up spending at stores, online, and restaurants, grew 0.9% in April. The Wall Street Journal reported on Tuesday retail spending rose for the fourth straight month as inflation remained high. This is USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So one of my listeners sent me this and asked, what do I think about the plus size Sports Illustrated cover? And, okay, I don't look at Sports Illustrated. I mean, I love sports. I just don't get the swimsuit issue or Sports Illustrated. I mean, you know, my friends do, but, you know, I don't. You know, that's, I just get my news from Bleacher Report or ESPN. So that's where I get my sports news. I don't have to look at the swimsuit issue. But this has been in the headlines. I don't know if you've seen this. Because a Canadian psychologist, Dr. Jordan Peterson, has quit Twitter after being bombarded
with insults and quote-unquote a vicious threat of insults because he said plus-size Sports Illustrated swimsuit cover model Yumi Nu is, quote, not beautiful. Peterson is 59 years old. His controversial post got him into some trouble and a lot of backlash, and he announced that he would be departing Twitter. His account is active, and he is a former professor of Toronto, but he did tell his staff to change his password. And he has been known for openly anti-political correctness. He has a book, 12 Rules of Life. I haven't read it or anything, but, you know, where he's going, and I understand a lot of people have kind of some attitudes towards this, but overweight, obese people have been over the last few years idolized for their beauty, and I believe everybody has the ability to be beauty. But he is saying that you can't force people in a society to think something's beautiful that used to not be, he says. So in his tweet, he said, sorry, and he has the picture of Miss New, and she's in a bathing suit. I think it's a fantastic picture of her, but, you know, yeah, she's not a size 2. And he goes, sorry, not beautiful, and no amount of authoritarian tolerance is going to change that. And so she's curvy, and, you know, she, you know, might have some extra, for lack of a better, you know, we call it panis in medicine, where there's some people call it like an extra roll or some extra, you know, contours, you know, within the body. And I think for a bathing suit, she looks amazing. And, you know, I am not a fan of fat shaming. But on the flip side, it is very interesting to us, very interesting how we have, from going to health and trying to say, look, guys, you know, we got to, you know, watch our weight because of blood pressure, diabetes, our food intake. You know, the more we normalize and beautify and idolize a non-healthy body weight, the less people are going to be more weight conscious. Now, I don't like, I can't stand how things were in the 90s and the 2000s where you had to be paper thin. And we've had anorexia and bulimia and so many eating disorders because of this. Well, you got to be paper thin. You know, Amber Heard, I forget what year it was. And, you know, she looked like she was 109 pounds or whatever. You know, there was, you know, the skinniness and the, it's sometimes not very natural either. You have to practically starve yourself. And then when you get the rebound weight, it's very frustrating. And sadly, we see people with rebound weight and then they have trouble getting rid of it. And so, you know, I think there should be a happy balance. I do. But interesting, you know, Jordan Peterson's comment of you can't learn something that's beautiful. You know, he said no amount of authoritarian tolerance is going to change what we see as beautiful. I really do believe that you can talk somebody and you could environmentally change people's thinking on what is beautiful. I do believe that. So I disagree with him on that. I know what he was trying to say, because, you know, it's the, you know, the woke police trying to say, look, what we're going to do is rather than having these, you know, beautiful, you know, size 2 swimsuit models or size 0, we're going to allow somebody who, you know, is curvy that appears to represent a lot of women in America be on a cover of a swimsuit. And again, I think Yumi Nu is a beautiful woman. But I do believe that society can change their attitude towards what they find to be beautiful and attractive. So, like, for example, when Friends came out, Courtney Cox was a well-known model, exquisite. You know, she was always known as being beautiful. You had Jennifer Aniston, who looked good, and you had Phoebe, the one who played Phoebe, I forget her name, Lisa Kudrow. And so Courtney Cox, I believe, was supposed to be the, you know, very good-looking one. And then people fell in love with Jennifer Aniston. And Jennifer Aniston became more and more attractive to the point that she became more attractive than Courtney Cox. And this was something that, you know, maybe it wasn't highly publicized, but it was, people fell more in love with her, and they, and the writers were able to accentuate certain things about her, and people fell more in love with her. Same thing with, Baby Yoda. Baby Yoda was not the most attractive thing, but they were able to make us fall in love with Baby Yoda. You know, there was like a little Yoda, not a very attractive thing. And now all of a sudden there's this creature that everybody thinks is cute. And honestly, it's not Cabbage Patch. How the hell did we get society to have all these kids walk around with these ugly looking dolls, but everybody seems to love Cabbage Patch? So I really do think people do change. I mean, look at how in the olden days, a skinny woman was looked upon as poor and not attractive, and somebody plumpy was beautiful. And so, and now maybe not overly plump, but in the olden days, more plump was a sign of beauty. Now it all of a sudden became, well, in the 90s and 2000s, a stick. Somebody who had very, very long legs, hardly any breasts, no curves flat, was considered sexy. So you see, you know, people can, society can change and fall for the, I mean, look at how, you know, you meet somebody, they're good looking, you fall in love with them, you're like, they're the most gorgeous thing I've ever seen. You do acquire tastes. One day maybe I'll acquire a taste for coffee, I still don't, or a taste for Brussels sprouts. Well, some of you guys love it. I'm like, you really love it? They go, well, we acquired a taste. So I do think you could acquire a taste. Should we? As a doctor, that's where I have to be like, guys, girls, here's the thing. We really need to get away from obesity. It's not healthy. And as we're filtering and angling and you know, trying to make ourselves look good and not thinking about our weight, you know, we really need to be more weight conscious. We don't want to be obsessive. We don't want to become mentally ill from trying to, you know, and have a body dysmorphic disorder. But we do need to realize that with every, you know, kilogram we are overweight, this can put us into higher risk for heart disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, arthritis, disability, dementia. So we really need to shoot for ideal weight. And it does make a doctor's obesity campaign more difficult when we idolize obesity. I mean, how many heavy comedians have died? John Candy. Oh, my gosh. It was the one, the man by the river. Oh, I can't believe it. Chris Farley. You know, I mean, hilarious. We loved him so much. You know, fantastic comedians, but they're gone. And their weight was part of that. And skinny people die too. But, you know, I think Jordan Peterson, I get very blunt. But I do disagree. You know, beauty can be learned. But I from a health perspective, I would really like to promote more, a more healthy body image.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came in the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Dr. Dahlia here.
We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can't. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So there are a lot of primaries today going on. It's definitely a big political day. And I don't really like to talk too much about what goes on with elections because there's so much other news going on. But this is interesting. You know, in terms of, many of you have asked how I feel about Dr. Oz. And Dr. Oz, fascinatingly, you know, from what I understand, very good doctor, you know, has been very well decorated, was able to rise from fame with his frequent appearances on Oprah's shows. And then he ends up having the Dr. Oz show. A lot of concern and controversy about some of the things he endorsed. And, you know, I had been many times compared and contrasted with him because I don't really, you know, jump on endorsements of things. I mean, if I really like the product and I trust it, I do it. And I've had to do that because I have to maintain that trust in people. So, you know, if I don't know a vitamin brand, I don't know a vitamin brand. And I'm not going to sell it. And that's why you don't really hear vitamin brands. I mean, if I don't know all the commercials that play on my show, but the ones that I endorse, you'll hear from me. And you'll hear from me personally about. So, you know, I understand that, you know, Dr. Oz has, Muhammad Oz, has not only known how to, you know, navigate medical school and the trials and tribulations of medicine, but he's also learned how to navigate Hollywood. And so I have no doubt he could navigate the political process. It does make people concerned because some people call him a Hollywood liberal and, you know, might not be as, you know, conservative as others. And you know, and I think a lot of people, you know, I think a lot of people don't care. Well, sadly, where politics is gone is it's R&D. Republican and Democrat, with the exception of Sinema and Manchin on the Democratic Party and Susan Collins and Murkowski on the right side of the Republican side of things, with the exceptions of them, you know, seeming to kind of be more loosey-goosey and not always following their, you know, the political party. The R's vote with the R's, the D's vote with the D's. And so, you know, when people worry with Dr. Oz, with his, you know, previous background of, you know, not being as conservative, would he, quote unquote, follow the R line or whatever? And, you know, I really would like to see more people that, you know, vote common sense. You know, I don't like extremes, but most of where we are right now with politics, because it's so divided, is there's these united fronts. And so, I really don't have a comment on that. He could be wonderful. I don't know. I don't know much about politics and his voting record because he's new. You know, there are multiple races obviously going on right now. I don't know much about Kathy Barnett. Kathy Barnett has been surging. I have heard, though, that some of her posts have been condescending towards multiple groups. So I don't, you know, I'm obviously not a fan of that. So I don't know much about her. And as far as I'm concerned, you know, what happens in Pennsylvania, that's up to them. But in terms of doctors being in politics, I do like the idea of doctors being in politics. I like the ideas of nurses being in politics. I like the idea, I like the concept of, you know, of people of all sort of industries being there. I mean, we really could use somebody who understands baby formula and understands the manufacturing process and, you know, understands supply chain issues and understands what's happening at the border. I would really like to see more people that are aware of those. The problem is, you know, you have people with backgrounds and then they get swayed based on their lobbyists or based on who is getting them into office. And a politician knows how to sway and knows how to pivot. And sometimes we don't need that. Sometimes we do. Sometimes we need people flexible, understanding, logical. Sometimes we need people that don't get swayed by money in their pockets. And so, you know, I am a little in the dark on who I would recommend, so I don't. It's not my race and my town. And I also believe that a lot of people that are on TV, and I mean, you know, they say what they have to say to get elected. Remember, a politician's job isn't to save the world and world peace. And the number one job of any politician is to stay in office and get elected or reelected. You could change the world. You could be the most amazing person. You could get all the headlines or whatever, but a politician has to put first their office. And so I think the most successful politicians know how to stay in office. That's not the type of politician I want. I want a politician that, you know, says what says, you know, does what has to be done. You know, it's interesting. One of my police officer patients, African-American, really, really good guy. I wish he ran for office, had said, you know, when I talked to him about a sheriff's race years ago in my neck of the woods, he said, Dahlia, a good sheriff will never be reelected. And at first I didn't understand that, but then I did. He said, if somebody is really doing what they need to with crime and is really, you know, making a difference from a law enforcement standpoint, they won't be that popular. Somebody who's popular and knows how to work the cameras and knows how to work all the interest groups will get reelected, but it doesn't mean they're the best sheriff. And so I find that fascinating, where some of the best people only stick around for one term, and then they get dumped. And I'm not saying this for any particular candidate, but it happens that way, sadly. You know, where, you know, the ones that get stuff done, they rock the boat too much. I see this in corporations. You know, you hire, it's very interesting. So I was hired with my boss telling me, look, find out what needs to be fixed. There's something wrong. There's something wrong here. Well, I found immediately what needs to be fixed, but rather than throwing anybody under the bus, I go, look, everybody is so overwhelmed with what they're doing and understaffed. Let me enhance this. They never had anybody to enhance it, so I'll do it. I'll enhance it. Well, once I enhanced it, it kind of made everybody else kind of look like, you know, they weren't doing their job. I didn't mean to. I was like, look, they're busy. It's not their fault. I got this. But then there was such a difference that it kind of showed that people were just kind of sitting there twiddling their thumbs, playing solitaire. And then I'm like, well, wait a second. This needs fixing. This needs fixing. Well, you know, somebody who ended up losing their job from the same place had actually pulled me aside saying, look, lay low, you know. Anybody who makes a difference and fixes things gets kicked out of here. And I go, then I'd rather leave. You know, I can't do wrong. I can't watch wrong happen. Well, that person loses their job. Multiple other people lose their job. You know, and eventually I part ways with the company. Because there's no way to you know, work with someone that, you know, doesn't appreciate things getting fixed. And so it happens. It happens in corporations. It happens in institutions. It happens in politics. So we'll see what happens, you know, from a political standpoint and a race. But it's, you know, when a politician runs, again, they're being a politician. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.